Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 28th of May at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the Governor of the Central Bank, and we'll be looking at a website which helps other companies come up with sustainability ideas, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Meghan O'Brien in the Business Post reports that the heads of state and delegates travelling to Ireland during the EU Council presidency will use Dublin Airport's original terminal rather than the Platinum VIP service for security and efficiency reasons. The Department of Foreign Affairs will take over the terminal for the six-month term and use it for high-level visitors, although Irish politicians and delegates will not depart through it. It comes after the department determined that the Platinum Services building would not be feasible given the high numbers transiting through it daily, while use of the main terminals is also not workable from an efficiency and security point of view. The FT reports that Donald Trump risks triggering a financial crisis, the ECB has warned, citing his war with Iran, repeatedly changing trade policies and retreating from international cooperation. The risk of a geopolitical shock sparking a financial crisis is intensifying because of increasingly stretched asset valuations and doubts about the sustainability of high government debt levels, the ECB said in its twice-yearly financial stability review. The Middle East conflict, which began with the US and Israel launching strikes on Iran, is putting the resilience of the financial system to the test, according to the ECB Vice President Luis de Guindos in his final review. As well as the economic fallout from the Iran war pushing up inflation and damaging growth, the ECB blamed volatility in US trade policies and fears that Trump is pulling Washington back from its traditional global leadership role for exacerbating the threats to the financial system. And Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that Irish consumers are being targeted by a surge in AI-generated online adverts promoting bogus state-backed investment schemes featuring fake images of high-profile politicians. The warning comes from the BPFI, which said that Ireland is experiencing a wave of investment fraud, particularly targeting people in their 50s who may be looking for investment opportunities ahead of retirement. Reports of investment scams to Gardaí rose by over 20% last year, with over 20 million in losses. This upward trend is continuing into 2026, according to the BPFI. Fake images of the finance minister and Taoiseach Simon Harris feature in some of the ads.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.